We're in France, in Dordogne to be precise. Dordogne is in the southwest of France. In the deep and wide countryside, it is a sparsely populated area surrounded by woods. But surprisingly, it is here, in this rural area, that thousands of Brit people have chosen to settle and start a brand new life. I am French, and I am also a newcomer to the Dordogne. And it has amazed me to realize that these British make up sometimes 15 or 30% of the whole local population. But to be honest, in Dordogne, it is commonly known that thanks to these Brit people, a lot of villages have been reborn. According to the INSEE, the French Institute of Statistics, in 2014, in Nouvelle-Aquitaine, there were 50 times more British than in 1968. So, I've decided to check in order to know more about these Brit people who live in the Dordogne permanently. What are their motivations and their feelings? I've asked 12 questions to 7 people: Julia, Lynn, Louisa, Caroline, John, Gemma, and Amanda. Chapter 4. Ready to die in France?
Yes.
Julia.
Yes. We have no intention of leaving France unless there are some extremely extenuating circumstances that force us to do so. But for the near future, I don't see that happening at all. And I wish to stay here. My family love the opportunity of coming to visit France. The grandchildren love it. They think it's fantastic now. They can speak a little bit of French, which none of their school friends can, where they are learning French at school. So it's bonuses all round for everybody.
I don't think I would. I'd like to actually, at the moment I can manage my house, my land, and at the age I am now, but I think when I get older it will become very difficult. And I'd also like to die close to my family, so I might actually return to England later on. But you never know. I mean, as time goes on, life changes. I'm not really sure, to be honest.
Yes, I hope...
Louisa.
Yes, I hope not for a very, very long time. But yes, I would expect to die in France, and I'd expect to be buried in France. I've made that clear to my children that I would want to remain here. This I now look upon as my home. Scotland is my country of birth, and I will always love it. It's a fantastic country, but now I live in France.
Actually, it is something that occasionally think about.
Caroline and her husband.
The fact that, one of us will die first, possibly, or most likely, and then what will the other, will we stay here? And
I think the answer is
yes. I think the answer is yes. But it's, I do think about the children and the fact that we'll be buried here in France, and they won't be able to visit. Well, I suppose they will if they inherit the house, and you know.
I don't think. I think a lot of with English people, a lot of the culture of visiting somebody's grave, should you be buried, is fading out. It's like sending birthday cards and anniversary cards. It's all done electronically now, or just a text message. Things fade, you know, fade out. And I don't think wherever you are, if you've got that feeling to want to speak to mum, you just look up at the sky, no matter where you are. I don't think... We will die here. And, you know, hopefully not too soon. Yeah. We've got a lot to do, yeah.
Yes.
And, but, yeah, we will die here, and it's... yeah, it's like anybody. You avoid the situation of sorting out your funeral arrangements, which is something that we do need to look into.
Yeah.
But, I suppose while we're
younger, urgently,
no, not urgently, no. But while we're younger, yeah. Rather than yeah. feeling that we're too close to it, and
possibly.
It's imminent. Mm. So, but no, I accept that I shall die here,
yeah.
and I shall stay
well,
here.
I don't want to go back, so you know that's inevitable, then, isn't it?
Mm. And if I could take, you know, comes to like in another 5, 6, 7 years' time, take citizenship, I would do, without a doubt.
Yeah, I can't see myself moving back to England.
Gemma.
Yeah, I can't see myself moving back to England. The only time or the only place I would like to live in England is far too expensive. That's the south coast, southwest, or even the southeast. It's just too expensive. I just can't envisage that I'll ever manage to live there. So I probably will stay in France. I look forward to the day when I've been here 10, 20 years and I'm totally fluent and bilingual. I look forward to that, but I think that's a long way off yet. It takes a long time to get to know all the whole language and all the slang and the terminology. So that's 10 years maybe I might be more settled. And I feel then I would have more of an opportunity to make more French friends, because now I just sort of survive in English circles, because my French isn't... French is okay for work and administration, but as a on a friend-to-friend basis, I would find it a bit difficult, because I've really only learnt formal French. I feel that in a few years' time, I might be able to integrate more with French people my age, and then I think that would help towards living... and staying in France for the rest of my life, yeah.
Don't know.
John?
Don't know. That's a very interesting question. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. It depends. I mean, we have no intention to move back to England, none at all. We would like to see more of the world. I doubt, however, that we'll be domiciled anywhere other than France. And I really don't want to get rid of this house. If we're still here, yeah, probably we'll die in France. But emotionally, that's a really interesting question. It's, don't know, we'll see, you know. There's something about, yeah, it's a good question. Something about, it's where are your roots, you know, where really are your roots? I was sat on my heels when I read that question. Don't know, we'll see.
It's possible, yes.
Amanda?
It's possible, yes. I'm very settled here and I do love living here. As yet, I don't see any reason to go back to the UK. So the possibility of me dying here and my children getting married here and having their own families here is a very real possibility.
Your children will be French?
Yes. They're they are of an age where they'll probably quite easily get their French citizenship in a few years' time, and they can be French citizens, and I like that. It's nice that they'll have their home ties, but they'll also have their ties here and the opportunity of starting a family and carrying on their lives and carrying on their next step of their adventure. It's a wonderful idea.
Vers les docks où le poids et l'ennui me courbent le dos. Ils arrivent le ventre alourdi de fruits, les bateaux. Ils viennent du bout du monde apportant avec eux des idées vagabondes, de reflets de ciel bleu, de mirages. Traînant un parfum poivré de pays inconnus et d'éternels étés où l'on vit presque nu sur les plages. Moi qui n'ai connu toute ma vie que le ciel du Nord, j'aimerais les barbouiller ce gris environ de bord. Emmenez-moi au bout de la terre, emmenez-moi au pays des merveilles. Il me semble que la misère serait moins pénible au soleil.